This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. I'm super excited to have him back on the show. He was on my show back in December 2019. We're talking about Bioxytron, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIXT. And what they are a developmental stage biotechnology company. The company is developing a first-class oxygen treatment platform for victims of brain stroke and trauma. And with us today to bring us up to speed is the CEO of the company, Mr. David Platt. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, your ARDS, better known as acute respiratory distress syndrome. Please comment on the last press release that you put out, which is kind of staggering for me, taking on what's going on over there in China with the coronavirus.
Yes, this is a serendipity because in our development of the BXT25, we have a device approved by the FDA. We developed and licensed a device that was approved by the FDA to measure the amount of oxygen in the entire human body. That's a unique device of deep tissue oxygenation. Part of our development, after we do healthy volunteers injecting the drug to see if there is no toxicity, we're planning to inject to ARDS patient, acquired respiratory deficiency syndrome, as a way to get it approved on the claim of increasing the oxygen, the tissue oxygenation. Since we have the device approved, we're going to inject it to this type of patient. The device was approved in ARDS patients in the ICU. So we are going to develop that for these patients just to get the claim, the medical claim, it's a functional claim that we inject our drug and the tissue oxygenation goes up.
Explain to me this coronavirus. We know very little of it in the United States. Is it attacking the lung capacity? They're having a hard time to breathe and they're just not getting enough oxygen? Break it down for me, if you would.
Yes. When the patient get the virus, part of since it's the respiratory virus, it affects their lung. Most of the death occur from ARDS, by the patient develop ARDS condition, which is fluid in the lung. They basically die from lack of oxygen. It's like growing in water and so on. So,
right.
By coincidence, since we are in the oxygenation material to oxygenate this type of patient as part of our approval process as a drug that oxygenates tissue, and we have the device to measure that, again, approved by the FDA, that whole methodology, we thought that it's a great opportunity to help those patients in a respiratory condition, which is in this case the coronavirus, and help them in late stage and maybe save their life.
Is anybody doing any kind of similar development right now, as you know?
As far as I know, we are the only one.
And what is your method to monitor patients in late stage of the coronavirus infection?
That's the device we have, the device which was approved, again, it was approved by the FDA to measure the amount of oxygen. We actually can monitor the progress if they get more oxygen to the tissue, which indicate their ability to maintain themselves till the body take care and or retroviral drug comes into effect or other means to get them comfortable to the point that they get over that condition.
Wow.
The rate of death from ARDS is 50% in the ICU. Anyway, there can be a ARDS from different conditions, different reasons, including viruses. So it's a condition of having fluid in the lung and lack of oxygen or hypoxia of the entire body or the brain or major organs.
February 5th, you put out a press release. I want to talk about that for a second. You're trying to partner with a couple of people that can probably get your product over there in China. Where are we at, and where do we go from here?
The interest in ARDS, it is really very small, because most of the companies are interested in treating the prevention, developing drug for prevention for
right.
coronavirus, or in treating the virus, what you call virus load, and reduce the virus load during the illness.
Right.
ARDS is considered a late stage, and people usually die from that. So no one is interested in that. So we're looking for a partner to help those patients this stage.
My guest today has been David Platt. He is the CEO of Bioxitron, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIXT. David, before I let you go, maybe some last words. What is it that you want my listeners and maybe your stockholders to take away from this interview today?
What the condition of ARDS for us, it's a way to get approval on the drug BXT25 quickly without going to the main reason why we're developing the drug, and that's treatment of stroke. In stroke, we need a partner for the stroke treatment, which is the early stage of stroke before any treatment, to save the brain and give oxygen to the brain in case of clot, when the oxygen is not is blocked, or the clot blocks the red blood cells from delivering oxygen to the brain. In the end of the day, we are a treatment for a stroke, but it's a platform technology what we have to give oxygen or deliver oxygen. It's a delivery of oxygen with a molecule that can do it very efficiently. It's 5,000 times smaller than red blood cells. It's supposed to be non-toxic, because we are not there yet in clinical trial, but we believe that it will be no toxicity, will be very low, and it will be very efficient to deliver oxygen to the brain. In this case of the coronavirus, it's just a serendipity that our development stage of a clinical trial can help also respiratory patients.
David, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to always have you on here. I wish you guys nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in the next 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.